Welcome to Jesus This Way. Article by Richard P. Beaubide. Let us start article reading now. Article title, Who is Jesus Really? Part 4. If we are to understand who Jesus is, and what he did for mankind, then we must talk about the inheritance doctrine. In articles 1, 2, 6, 8, and 10, we've learned that Jesus' life, works, death, and resurrection are an undeniable and the historic fact of life. Also, we learned about sin and laws to control our sin and protect us from ourselves. Next, in the inheritance doctrine, you'll learn how there's no other doctrine that shows who Jesus is, in his personage and character, as the inheritance doctrine. Today everyone understands the concept of inheritance. A parent passes away and leaves all their worldly belongings to their children. We read about inheritance in the Old Testament, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not to mention the Sumerian and Egyptian kingdoms, along with other ancient civilizations. The idea of the inheritance has been around for many thousands of years. But how does the inheritance agreement work? Well, to begin with, the testator, the person making a last will and testament, agrees by testament or covenant to give all their worldly possession to an heir of the estate, the offspring, inheritor, or the one next in line to the testator. In order for the heir to receive their inheritance or wealth, the testator must die. As long as the testator is alive, the agreement has no effect. However, once the testator dies, the heir is awarded the testator's belongings as allowed by the covenant. See Hebrews chapter 9. What's special here is, first, nowhere in history has such an agreement been found in any doctrine like this one made between God and Israel. God said he will be their God and Israel agreed to be his children. Second, the God of this doctrine claims he will give his heirs, the children of Israel, an inheritance. Truly, this is a very peculiar promise. But what does it mean? Well, by promising an inheritance, God made an absolute non-retractable agreement, and the agreement was that he would die. And when he does, Israel would receive their inheritance, the kingdom of heaven. Other ancient doctrines gave the pharaohs or kings latitude in dealing with the job of the gods, because matters of the gods, politics and religion were worked out by them secretly. The prophets could have done this also. Instead, they made a remarkable statement. God will die and you'll receive the kingdom of heaven as an heir to his inheritance. By making this claim, God is forced by promise to appear, to be born, live, then die. As evidence to the world that God visited us, as he said he would. Furthermore, he would die because according to the laws of inheritance, the testator must die for the heirs to receive what's promised in the covenant. When Jesus performed the work God said he, God, would perform, Jesus was staking claim that he was God the testator. And this message was being sent to the priesthood. Furthermore, since the whole priesthood saw these things being done, they knew he was God. This was to show the world that the keepers of the covenant, the Israelite priesthood, were without excuse. They knew who he was and what he was doing. This is of tremendous significance. By Jesus going about doing the works that only God was to do, Jesus was sending a message to the priesthood, and the priesthood understood it loud and clear. Jesus was the testator, or in other words, Jesus was God, and he was here to do what he said he would. He would die on a tree, the cross, according to the covenant. When he died, it was the testator who died. While he was alive, the inheritance wasn't in effect. His death provided the inheritance to anyone who believed in his name. He said, anyone who believes in me, I will make them children of the Most High God, and they shall be called children of God and inherit the kingdom of heaven. See you next time on Mystery and Logic. Please follow me in this prayer if you would like to live for God. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, as you require in your word. I ask you to forgive me of all my behaviors and works that displease you. From this day forward, I will examine my actions and compare them to what the scriptures show as being in line with how you want me to behave. I will act this way for the rest of my life. I also accept the work that Jesus did, which is, he sacrificed himself on the cross at Calvary, for my sake, and the sake of all who accept this work. I believe, and have confidence in your word and will serve you as your word teaches us through the scriptures. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. God bless you for dedicating yourself to God. If you would like, please contact us at 860-210-1396. We would love to hear from you. All text in this article are made available in the refreshable Braille display format for our friends, brothers, and sisters in Christ at JesusThisWay.com. Just go to the accessibility page at JesusThisWay.com.